Good morning. Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Well, and I'm thrilled that you're with us. It is Thursday, May 10th, 2007, about 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And if you go to our website, of course, franklyspeakingradio.com, you'll see a link that's always there to our good friend and our guest tonight, Lee Kroc. His website is www.edkuniversity.com. Lots of ways to get there. I know a lot of people don't have Internet access, perhaps. You can always go to a library, ask a friend, or you can give us a call. It's very easy. 800-313-9443. Lee Kroc, welcome back, sir.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. And John in New York had called in. And John, welcome back to you.
Yes.
And Lee, he had asked about hypertension. How long should someone book a stay with you at the Energy Lodge in order to address something like that?
Not too long.
Well, give me a number, like two days, one day?
Oh, give me 3 days. I ask everybody, don't come less than 3 days. It takes that to get into it, or you can really understand it, what it does. Mm-hmm. Hypertension, you've got two kinds of hypertension. One of them, it's all plugged up energy channels, but it plugs two energy channels, your nerves or your blood vessels. If it's plugging up your blood vessels, that's going to cause you hypertension by having high blood pressure and plugging up your arteries so the blood don't go through. And they both work the same way. It's plugging them up. And the other one is when you have plugs up your nerves, and the meridians going from the cells out to the skin where the discharge use electricity, and they get plugged up and they can't get rid of that electricity, use electricity, that's going to cause pressure, and that makes you nervous and you just get hyper all over. Either one of them, you put the energy cleaner on there, and you clean them out, and it relieves you. It puts you in a fountain of youth, and it don't take very long. You give me a couple of days, you work twice the time in that fountain of youth, you got a new body on you as far as pressure goes and hypertension.
Sure. What would be the maximum number of days? I'm just trying to look black out some time here.
Well, maximum, give me 3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks, okay.
Lee is incredibly generous. We're not joking around.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you. That answers questions, and I'll talk to Mr. Lee later then.
All right.
Thank you.
Come and see me. I'll be glad to have you.
Will do. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, John. Excellent points. I agree with them. I think that if you're serious about it, there's, you know, Lee's not asking you to do, an algebra quiz to get in there. It's just showing up. That's it. And he doesn't charge you anything for your stay. And Lee, you've been incredibly generous. You had a guy that you let stay there a very long time. And, who knows? It's just one of those things where, you want this to work. And if it works on somebody in a couple of days, great. But if it takes longer, you've always been generous and willing to work with them longer on that as well.
Oh, I want them well when they leave here. I want them to be happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they just don't do it without they leave, or they go happy.
Yeah, right on. That's right. It's amazing stuff. We've got another call here. Davis in North Carolina, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Whalen. How are you?
Don't insult me like that. Yes. I'm doing well, though, but thank you.
We have bestowed a Blue Ridge doctorate on you from the Blue Ridge Mountain.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Those are people who are qualified to use common sense.
Hey, I like that.
Box.
Hey, just on a side note here, my friend, and we might have to hold you over here. There's a package in the mail for you, by the way.
Hope it's something to eat.
No, it's something to read.
Okay, sir. That's even better.
Well, it's solely due to my wife who leaves the house, and I choose not to.
I understand that.
Yeah, right on.
I have a question for Lee. I really enjoy it when he's on, and I certainly am glad he agreed to stay over because it means a lot to me. Lee?
Well, on that note, let me interrupt you and ask you both to hang on as we pause for another commercial break. Folks, sorry about that. Stay with us. Back with our guest, Lee Kroc, and our callers, you guys, in 3 minutes. And again, our number, 800-313-9443. Please stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul! Super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Folks, you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening, staying on with us way past his bedtime, Lee Kroc. Welcome back, sir.
Glad to be here.
Glad you're here. And Davis in North Carolina on the phone, welcome to you, and please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. This question is for Lee, and I've often wondered about this, never got a chance to ask him, mainly because when I'm talking to him, he's been on before, I forgot to ask. I'm getting to that age. TENS units. VA gives me a TENS unit, and you're probably familiar with those. That you hook pads on your the areas affected. It runs off a 1.9-volt battery. It has an adjustable for intensity and the type of pulse it gets. Is that anything in the neighborhood or the general neighborhood of your machine?
I've thought it's an inlet.
It is or is not?
It is not.
Okay, sir.
It's got two wires hooked to it.
Yes, sir, it does.
I don't. You don't have no motor inside your body. You don't need to be hooked up with a ground and a positive to get it to run.
Well, that's the VA for you. They're probably just trying to kill me again. Okay. I'd like to have one of those machines, but...
Just come up here and I'll show you how it works.
Brother, Ohio's a long way from the mountain.
No, that's not... Huh? I'm 300 miles from Statesville, North Carolina.
That's a scary thought.
It's not impossible. Not for you. You're a Marine. Adapt, overcome, improvise.
Yes, I've been doing that for a long time.
I know you have, brother.
It hurts. I'm really interested in this. I just phenomenal. Anybody, mm-hmm. And it amazes me would be smart enough to sit down and figure this out like this.
Amen.
This guy's got to have an IQ like Einstein, you know?
I'm telling you, Lee's a self-made man.
You got to be. You got to be. Lee, I have your number. I'd like to have a machine. I'm going to have to pay you in four parts. Then you send me the machine, okay? And I'll call you tomorrow.
We'll work something out.
Okay, and we'd have to do it like that because I'm on a fixed income. And the government didn't think I was worth a whole lot, so I don't get a whole lot of money. See?
Lee's a World War II veteran himself.
Yes, sir, I know.
Yeah, he's a mine eater.
Yes, sir. That's a scary occupation.
It is.
That's the way they paid me. I didn't get any pay, and I don't get nothing out of the Army.
I didn't either. I get anything out of Marines but a hard day every day. Your friend in New York, John, was talking about, you know, leading people to the truth. The problem with that is there's only three kind of people in the entire world, Frank, and this has been proven true to me many times. The first type of person, he makes things happen. That's like Lee over there, right? Second kind of person, they watch things happen. And the third kind of person don't know what the hell happened, okay?
I like that. And that's true.
So that's just how life is now. I won't bother you anymore tonight, but I'm going to call Lee tomorrow and see if I can't work something. I'm going to have one of those machines. It's just too good for me to pass up. And
it's something else.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and you say you use one, too.
I have been using it nonstop for, gosh, almost 3 years now, I think. It's just unbelievable. And I'll be honest with you. A lot of people say, hey, I'm not noticing anything. It took me 4 months to realize what this thing was doing for me because it was a process of gradualism. You know, when it's a weird thing being sick, and a lot of people can relate to the story, I think. I have, you know, played so many contact sports, you know, did martial arts, used to, I was quite a scrapper in my youth, used to like to throw down and, you know, get in a lot of fights. That's how I went through puberty. My voice didn't change. I didn't sprout hair. I didn't grow 12 inches in one day. I just used to have emotional craziness and I'd just go and beat people up. Or whatever. But anyway, the point is that at the ripe old age of 30 or 29, however long it was, I woke up in incredible amounts of pain, stiffness, soreness every single day, every morning, when I slept more than 2 hours at a time, which was very rare, but certainly on the weekends. And it would take me, you know, a couple hours to kind of loosen up before I could even function. And, you know, I put this thing on my bed, slept on it. And I didn't realize, but I wasn't having those problems anymore until I stopped sleeping on it. I went on vacation, didn't take it with me. That first day, one day of being without it, I knew. I said, oh, my God, this thing has been doing so much for me, and I didn't even realize it till now. So it's pretty stunning.
Well, it sounds like to me it's a wonderful thing to have, especially for a man my age. I play a lot of contact sports in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, we call that war where I come from.
But it was. And exposure and everything else. Today, the orthopedic surgeon that mustered me out said, when you get about 55 years old, you're going to wake up one morning and you're going to hurt. And I said, no way. Mm-hmm. Not going to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think 56, I woke up one morning and I said, oh, ow.
You beat him by a year.
Yeah, it's like a box of Rice Krispies. Oh. Well, I'm going to go back to drinking tea and rocking on the front porch. But
amen.
It's been a pleasure talking to both of you. Lee, God bless you. Frank, God bless you.
God bless you, sir, as always. Thank you so much for the call. You know, you guys, you vets out there, you guys just blow my mind. Nothing but the highest amount of respect for you. Lee, anything for Davis before we move on?
Well, it'd be fun to get him up here in front of that fountain of youth. I'll bet he'd dance it for a whole hour when he got out.
He probably would. I don't really want to see Davis dancing, but you know, hey, it's you know, he could be a very good dancer. I don't know.
I tell you, I was in Dallas, Texas, and I had a little old lady. She jumped off and did a tap dance there on the stage. In 45 minutes after I worked on her knees, like you never saw before. She was 80 years old. She jumped off the stage and run to the back end of the stadium there where she's at. Her seats are safe. But they brought her in on a wheelchair.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's like one of those, you know, crazy, you know, scam preacher guys that heal people, except you actually do it. So, you know, go figure. Let's go to Mary in Georgia. Mary, welcome to the show.
Well, hey, I'm glad I caught you before he got off.
Yeah.
You know, I've called in a couple of times when Lee was on. talking about trying to get my sister-in-law up there, the one that has lung cancer and brain cancer.
Yeah, how's that going?
And then my husband called Lee a few days ago, if he remembers about that, and we're going to try to get her up there. Well, her husband is still saying, well, now, you know, if that really worked, there'd be people lined up at his door. And my husband said, well, now, look, you know how people are about new things. And so this other guy that called in with the dilemma, which all of us have, about getting our family members to believe and try in something, here's what I'm going to do. Now, I told you when I called in one time before that I hadn't called in a while because I had been sick, and I went to the doctor. And 5 days from now, I'm supposed to go have some tests done to see if I've got blockages. I have poor circulation to my feet, and I have chest pains and stuff. So they're going to do all these tests to see if I've got blockages and that type of thing. And I guess when you have that, they want to do surgery on you, right?
For what, arteries?
Arteries, like,
yeah. What they'll arteries. Do, they'll want to do a thing called a catheterization, which what they'll do is they'll basically stick a tiny little thin camera into your leg, probably, into your artery, and they'll go all the way up to where the blockage is. If it's in your heart, they'll go into your heart, and they'll check it out, and they'll shoot video, and then they'll show you how blocked you are, and then what they'll do is they'll take that out, and then they'll have to just lay, you'll have to lay there completely still during the whole procedure. And then when they're done, when they take, they'll have to leave it in there for a little bit, and then they'll take it out. So the whole thing will probably take like 5 hours. And you have to lay completely still. You're not allowed to move or anything like that, because they'll say, oh, this will, you'll die if you do this. So then, what they'll do is they'll pull that out finally, and then you'll get to go home, and you'll have to keep an eye on it. Then, your whole body will bruise from the place they entered you in the leg all the way up to wherever they stopped. And it'll be an exterior bruise. You'll be very, very sore and in a lot of pain. Then they'll tell you, well, obviously you need to consider having a stent or a the thing with the balloon where they use that to I can't even think of the word right now, where they clear out your veins or whatever, your arteries. And then they'll do that, and then they'll probably want to put a stent in you, and so on and so forth. So it's a very long process. They'll have to wait till you heal completely, and of course, and then once you get that done, you'll probably be on blood thinners for the rest of your life. So, that's kind of what you got in store for you. I could be completely wrong, but, you know, when you go to the doctor, ask him those questions and see what he says.
Well, I am. What I understand they're supposed to do Tuesday is put some kind of dye in my veins.
Yeah, they'll do that, yeah.
Yeah. But now, what I'm going to do to prove to my family, if Lee Clark says that his energy cleaner can fix all that for me, does it work on that?
It'll work on that kind of stuff. Come up here and stay with me a couple of weeks. We'll show you.
Lee, you had
it won't cost you a nickel.
Lee, you
bring your white husband with you.
Yeah. Lee, you had blood pressure issues. What was yours at before you started working on it?
Well, you heard that fellow there in Texas call and tell about his blood pressure. Mine was 180 over 80. I'm running about, anywhere from 97 to 104. Over 50.
So,
well, see, I have hypertension also, but well, the point I'm getting at, if his machine can fix my problem, then when I get through with all my tests and the doctors tell me, well, we need to do this and we need to do that, I am going to prove to my family members that it works, because I'm going to go up there myself and let Lee work on me, and then I'll come back and have the doctors check me again, and if it shows everything's cleared out, then they will have a witness that has done it and knows that it works, and that's the only thing I know to do to prove it to these people.
That's amazing. Let me ask you guys to hang on, and we'll come back here in 3 minutes, folks, and we'll continue with Lee, we'll continue with the call, and we'll continue with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening is Lee Kroc. Lee, welcome back to you, sir.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. You sounded good. And Mary in Georgia, welcome back to you.
Yeah, okay. Well, Lee, I want you to tell me now, because I'm gonna make this step. If you tell me that you can cure my problems with your energy cleaner.
Well, let me jump in here, Mary, because there are certain words that can't be used.
Yes, fif is a fix the same thing.
Cleaned is a good word.
But basically, that's what we mean.
Yes.
Okay, but I understand. I forgot you couldn't say that on the air.
Well, you know, and certain people will and certain people won't. But, you know, here's the little thing is that they've actually spent a lot of time going after Lee in court. Because they didn't want him to do what he's doing, and he's doing it, and he won his court case. And the lawyer who the city or the state had tasked with prosecuting Lee actually works for Lee now, because he was, you know, obviously got to understand how the whole process, and he was obviously very convinced. So, you know, there's a lot going on with this. It's just one of those things, Mary. I mean, I think it would really do a lot for you to make that trip. I hate that, you know, you're in a situation where you've got people who just don't believe. I mean, the only thing I could say is maybe if you, you know, did that, that, you know, maybe it would work. I don't know.
Well, I figure that'd be about the best way is to, you know, just be a witness to it yourself that it works. And then maybe, you know, the other people you're trying to help will believe in it more. And the only other thing is if y'all will just pray that my sister-in-law lives long enough for me to get myself fixed, so then maybe she'll believe enough that she'll be willing to go up there and get herself fixed.
Is it possible for her to go with you?
Yeah, but I don't know if she would or not. But if maybe if I tell her I'm going, she might would go too.
She might. She might. You could always trick her.
There, yeah.
It sounds silly, but we actually, and Lee, you may remember this. This is a long time ago. One of our first, is our first contest winner, I believe, or one of them anyway. Or maybe it was somebody else. Never mind. It was a long time ago. But the point is that there was a gal, and I think it was her father, who said, oh, that's just crazy stuff. They actually bought a machine or won a machine, I don't recall. And they just, when he wasn't in the room, they hooked it up to his bed and never told him about it.
Uh-huh.
He was sleeping on it and didn't even know. Yeah, that doesn't work. Okay, yeah, whatever you say. Feeling better? Yeah, I feel great. See, I told you I didn't need that energy cleaner. There you go.
Yeah, but now what about this thing, the tumors in her brain? Didn't Lee say he had some kind of wrap for the head?
Yeah, it's, yeah.
It's a bonnet, like an army bonnet.
Yeah, you can't trick somebody with that. I guess they'll know what's
going on. Yeah.
it's all the rage in Paris. It's this copper hat with a wire hanging off of it.
Well, the only thing now, if she comes with me, I'd have to have help. We'd have to come in a band and have something that let down because she'd have to be laying down, you know, because she is nobody knows how much longer she's got because she's done got that bad off. And I don't know if Lee still thinks that he could bring her around with that or not.
Lee had somebody show up there. And I know that this has happened many times, Lee, but you had somebody show up there that was given, what, like 3 or 4 days left to live, right?
I've had several of them come here. I've had them come on cots, wheelchairs. They'd get here on Monday and supposed to be dead by Saturday, and by Friday they walked out.
So it's happened before, but
well, I got a little bit of savings, and I'm gonna get up there, and then if any way possible, get her to go with me, and if not, just pray that she lives long enough for me to get back. Mm-hmm. And
I'll be praying for you regardless.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make you an offer. You bring her up here. If I don't fix you up to your satisfaction, I'll fill your car with gas to go home on free.
Well, that sounds like a good deal.
It does.
So I guess you what? My test's going to be done Tuesday, so I've got your phone number. And as soon as I find out what they say I got and need to be done, I'll call you and let you know, and we'll go from there.
I'll be waiting for you.
Okay.
God bless you, Mary.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Boy, fantastic show tonight, Lee. 2.5 hours, and... I just think it's been a dazzling amount of information. I want to give out your information, if that's okay with you.
You too.
Okay, sounds good. The website, ladies and gentlemen, get your pens and pencils out, www.edkuniversity.com. Lee has two phone numbers. The phone number for the Energy Lodge is as follows, 740-783-0021. The alternate number to try, which I urge you not to call at this time because Lee needs his beauty sleep, 740-783-3315. And Lee, would you like to give out your mailing address?
It's Universal Energy Center or Lee Kroc at Caldwell, Ohio, 19425. Township Road 297, Caldwell, Ohio, 43724.
All right. Lee, thank you for an amazing time tonight. God bless you, my friend.
I was happy to be here.
All right. You're a good man. I'll be in touch. I'll send you that email, too.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great man, Lee Kroc. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Friends, glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We certainly appreciate Lee Kroc. His generosity is just, it's amazing. It really is amazing. And, you know, folks, when I say it means a lot to me to know people like Lee, and other people you've heard on the show who have just been so, so, so very kind, not just to me, certainly to me, but to other people as well. It just, it's amazing stuff. Absolutely amazing. I would say this to you guys, though. If you are contemplating a trip to the Energy Lodge to visit Lee, or you're contemplating a purchase of an energy cleaner machine, I urge you to do this first, okay? Write down, spend a couple days and do this. Write down every single thing that bothers you. I mean, I'm not saying, like, you know, you eat a bad taco and you got a stomach ache, and then you're like, stomach ache. Don't write that down. That's obviously you knew exactly what it was. I'm talking about things that are common, like a lot of headaches. You've been, you know, doctors have said you've got a certain issue, whatever the case may be. You have aches and pains, arthritis, all that sort of thing. Anything like that. Write it down. Here's why. Because it will go away at some point. And you're going to need to be reminded of that. It sounds stupid. It sounds very, very stupid. But it's a fact. I've seen it happen with people who have used the energy cleaner for years. I've seen it happen. People will, you know, when we did the contest the first time, people called in and entered the contest. They'd send me emails. And I told them, I said, tell me your sob story. And you do this, too, if you're going to send in an entry to Lee to win one of these. And when I say sob story, I'm not saying it in a mocking way. I'm being sincere. I say it with respect. Because a lot of people, and I'm one of these people too, I'm proud, you know. I don't like to complain. I don't complain about things. I don't come on the air and tell you guys all my woes and worries. I have them. Make no mistake. I'm trying not to let them consume me. I'm trying to have faith and just put everything in God's hands, and I've certainly come a long way. But what I'm saying here is that if I were to, you know, submit an entry into the contest, I would probably, you know, play down some of the things. You know what I mean? Just because I'm a prideful person, I would say, well, yeah, I got a headache sometimes. But maybe the truth of the matter is splitting incapacitating headaches most times. Completely different in the way it's phrased, in the way it's talked about. That's just how I am. Used to be when I'd get sick, I never go to the doctor. I just have never been like that. So, you know, if I'd get a cold or get the flu, just give me a blanket to curl up in and some NyQuil, and I'll just drink that and I'll sleep, and then when I wake up, I'll feel better. But don't bother me, don't talk to me, and don't try to be nice. Don't baby me. Just leave me alone. Just let me be and do my thing. Which works just fine when you live by yourself, but when you're married, not so much. I have a wife who would love to take care of me, but I'm not built that way. So what I'm saying here, in essence, is this. Write down all these things. Make a list. Different things occur to you. So maybe you're sitting there and you're writing all these things down. Yeah, this, this, and this. And then you're like, I can't think of anything else. Maybe you get up and you go to the bathroom, you bend the wrong way, and your back has a spasm. You're like, oh, back spasms, got to write that down. I think there's something in the way that we're built. We're built as incredible machines by God. And we have incredible endurance and the ability to overcome almost everything. You know, people are extraordinarily resilient. They can adapt. They can get used to something. Maybe you got headaches all the time. Hey, you can deal with it because you're used to it. Somebody that gets headaches once in a while, they're knocked for a loop without a doubt. It's just that's how the body is. But the mind also plays a part, and this goes in with anything else. Maybe you went on a vacation one time with your family when you were young, and maybe while you were going through it, it was the most miserable experience you've ever had. You remember everybody complaining. You remember sunburns. You remember fights and arguments. You remember, flat tires, whatever. While you're there, you're like, oh, I can't. But why do we even do this? Stupid. Why are we on this vacation? I hate this. This is the worst time I've ever had. You think back on it, though. You don't remember all the bad stuff. You remember the good stuff. Yeah, that was kind of funny. We had that flat tire because this happened, and yeah, that was funny. That's just how we're built. It's like a survival mechanism, self-defense mechanism. It's how your brain works. Okay, it's the same thing with your physical ailments, which is why I didn't notice these things. When I woke up and I wasn't sore, I didn't say, this energy cleaner is awesome. What I said was, cool, a good day. And I went about my business. And eventually I had so many good days that it didn't occur to me that I used to have a lot of bad ones. You see what I mean? There's a difference there. So for your own personal edification, for your own proof to yourself about these things working. Not just the energy cleaner, but certainly that, but other things as well. Write down, make a list of things that are going on with you. And who knows what you'll discover. You may discover, well, I had a headache on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I had no headache Thursday and Friday, and then I had a headache again Saturday. Maybe you found out that you do your grocery shopping on the weekends. Maybe you found out that you had a box of Twinkies, and you ate those Twinkies, and you ran out. You ate your last Twinkie Wednesday, and then you didn't have any Twinkies Thursday or Friday because you were going to go grocery shopping Saturday. Didn't have any headaches Thursday or Friday, but Saturday I had headaches again. Same day I bought Twinkies. So because I don't want to, of course, eliminate the possibility that Hostess might at some point want to sponsor the show, I use Twinkies just as an example. I'm not saying Twinkies cause headaches by any means, and nor do I think that Hostess is going to sponsor the show. But what I'm saying is that when you pay attention to yourself, you're going to notice a lot of things. You're going to notice things that maybe you wouldn't have noticed otherwise. So do yourself a favor and keep track of these things, because I can't tell you how many times I've had people call into the show in tears about why they need an energy cleaner, and maybe they won, and I know some of them did. And guess what? They never called. They never called and told Lee thanks. They just got better and they just went about their business. Never called into the show. That's why I like the interaction. I like the consistency. And those all of those incidents happen in the mornings. Although some people who have won have kept in touch with us for years, and that's great because you know you see that these things work. So anyway, all I'm saying to you is that as you get better, you won't notice. I can promise you that. You'll just forget that you ever felt bad in the first place. So keep a list. And when you look back on it a year later, you will be stunned at how much progress you've made. And that's just how it works for me. I don't know. I try to stay in tune with certain things. And, you know, obviously it comes with the it's part of the show, I guess. But I also am very oblivious to things at times because, again, part and parcel to the show. I get tunnel vision sometimes. When I start doing something, I don't pay attention to what time it is. I forget to eat. I forget to use the bathroom. I mean, I don't pee all over myself or anything, but you know, maybe I'll be drawing or something and then I'll take a break and I'm like, oh my God, I got to use the bathroom. Why am I just noticing it now? I just have that kind of focus. And it's the same thing with anybody else. You start getting better. You start being able to do more things and you start being able to, you know, just live your life rather than just merely existing. And you get so excited about that you forget about, oh, there's a reason why I'm feeling better. And I'm not saying that you need to give the credit to Lee by any means or give the credit to the show. Definitely not that. But, you know, be cognizant of the fact that if you know what works and you know what's bad for you, you know, you can adjust yourself and your body and your schedule accordingly. You'll find amazing things can happen. It's just that we are in a society that we are kept so nonstop busy that we tend to overlook certain things that would be obvious to someone else, you know, like the whole Twinkie thing. Somebody's like, man, you eat a lot of Twinkies. Yeah, I love them. They're really good. I feel like crap all the time, but they're really good. And you don't make the connection, but maybe somebody else would. So that's all I'm saying. It's a good thing for anybody to do, energy cleaner or not, just to keep those lists. But be aware of where you're at. And then if you go to the lodge, you know, take the list with you. Compare it at the end of your stay. You know, it's a very, very simple, easy thing to do. Okay? So just throwing that out there as a little tidbit of advice. Take it for what it's worth, which is absolutely nothing. That didn't cost you anything either. All right, folks. We started down a road last night talking about global warming and things like that. Interesting continuation here with this series of news stories. This is from mysanantonio.com, and it came out on the 5th of May. Here's what it says. Playing equal parts visionary, cheerleader, and comedian, Al Gore brought his message of how to fight global warming to a capacity crowd of receptive architects Saturday in San Antonio. The former VP referred continually to a, quote, new way of thinking, end quote, that is emerging in the country and offered hope in the battle to control the effects global warming will have on the planet. Said Gore to the crowd in the convention center at the American Institute of Architects National Convention, quote, it's in part a spiritual crisis. It is a crisis of our own self-definition, who we are. Are we creatures destined to destroy our own species? Clearly not, end quote. So, global warming is a spiritual crisis. It's very interesting that Al Gore, you know, certainly would delve into the spiritual side of things. Why is that? Well, because, again, the churches are mixing it up with the global warming thing as well, and we've talked about that many, many times. Anyway, going on. Gore told the architects they're in a unique position to help solve the problems by continuing to push building standards and methods that conserve energy and water. The message was in line with the focus of this year's AIA conference entitled Growing Beyond Green. Gore, seen by some as a polarizing political figure, has long championed environmental issues. In 1992, he wrote the best-selling book Earth in the Balance, Ecology and the Human Spirit. He also won an Academy Award this year for his film An Inconvenient Truth. His speech was often interrupted by thunderous applause and explosive laughter from the several thousand architects who packed the convention center's ballroom. I don't know many architects, but it seems to me like that's not really a big humor industry. And when you've got thunderous laughter when Al Gore is speaking to you, man, you must be a boring person, right? I mean, Al Gore? Al Gore is a comedian? You need to find some, you know, new people to interact with, maybe. If Al Gore cracks you up, you know, intentionally, there might be an issue with you. In between jokes, it says Gore called for a change in thinking about climate issues and the pollution that causes global warming. He was especially critical of the business community's current focus on quarterly profits at the expense of sustainable business practices. This struck a chord with the architects at Saturday's event because many environmentally friendly building practices cost more upfront, which makes them a harder sell, but end up costing much less over the lifetime of a building. Gore's speech came on the heels of a report issued by the United Nations International Panel on Climate Change, but it's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that concluded cutting greenhouse gas emissions enough to eliminate the worst impacts of climate change is affordable. Well, wait a minute here. Hold on a second. You're telling me that governments and scientists are saying it's affordable, right? But governments and scientists, of course, won't be footing the bill. Interesting. Gore also called for a business pollution tax that would be used to offset or eliminate employment and payroll taxes, and for the creation of a federal mortgage institution that would help offset the cost of building environmentally friendly homes. A business pollution tax. How interesting is that? On the request of Gore's media handler, Saturday's event was closed to the media. Because of the importance of the issue and Gore's status, however, the San Antonio Express News chose to cover it anyway. So there you go. Gore's event was closed to the media, but because it was global warming is so important and Al Gore is so important, the San Antonio Express crashed the meeting and got notes and assessments of it. And what did they come out of that with? Nothing really. But of course, you can see when the media outlets start to admit to themselves and to all of their readers that this is such an important issue. Yeah, we know, because you've been driving it down our throats. I find it very interesting, though, that Al Gore, you know, when he's not being a comedian, would talk about the spirituality, the spiritual crisis of global warming. It's very, very interesting. This is from CNSNews.com, May 3rd. Efforts aimed at curbing carbon emissions blamed for global warming could have a negative impact on the world's poor, according to a Christian group formed recently to oppose what it sees as climate change alarmism in evangelical circles. Very, very interesting. Now, again, the evangelical Christians have backed George W. Bush in two elections now, presumably with the idea that they would see massive changes such as abortion being banned and gay marriage being banned. They've not seen those things, so inevitably they might think about perhaps pursuing an endorsement of a Democratic candidate. And I really believe, as we discussed last night, with you know, you've got that tornado that ripped through Kansas, and Governor Sebelius there basically saying, hey, look, we don't have the National Guard supplies that we should have because they're all in Iraq. So, again, opposing the war because of the disasters that are wreaked at home because of global warming, you can see this is definitely a Democrat issue. So if the evangelical church jumps on board with this, which they already have, you can see that they're going to use their power to endorse a candidate. And that candidate better be in line with what they want, if they want that 90 million strong sort of voter support. Anyway, this is a little different, though, because this is a Christian group who is trying to oppose what it sees as climate change alarmism. Very interesting. Anyway, the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation, officially launched Tuesday, grew out of the Interfaith Stewardship Alliance. The new group is a coalition of religious leaders, academics, and scientists, quote, committed to bringing a proper and balanced biblical view of stewardship to the critical issues of environment and development, end quote. The group believes that the Earth is warming but does not believe humans are responsible or that the phenomenon will have catastrophic consequences. Instead of pursuing policies aimed at reducing carbon dioxide emissions, the CASC supports policies that would make it easier for developing countries to access efficient energy to promote growth. Ah, so it starts to get a little interesting. We talked about the Hegelian philosophy of creating these two groups who can oppose each other in order to inevitably get to the desired result, you know, manufacturing the whole thing along the way. That sounds like what this is, because they're not saying the global warming is not real. They're saying that they don't believe it's caused by people, which is my assessment, which is inevitably probably going to be the Republican Party's assessment. Because they have to support global warming because it's, you know, it's all anybody talks about. If they oppose it, they're just going to get raked over the coals. But if they say that it's real but say maybe the cause is a little different, well, then they've kind of got a little bit of middle ground. Now, they're doing it for politics' sake. I'm doing it because of everything I've read, heard, seen, and felt in my research. But, you know, come to your own conclusions. But we'll finish up this story, of course, and more when we come back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very, very excited to have you with us here as we wrap up hour number three already. And talking about the story from CNSNews.com, May 3rd, about this Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation, CASC, a Christian group, evangelical Christian group, who believes that global warming is real, but doesn't believe that people are calling it. So here's what they say. Instead of pursuing policies aimed at reducing carbon dioxide, they want to support policies that make it easier for developing countries to access efficient energy and promote growth, said Roy Spencer, a research scientist at the University of Alabama in Huntsville at a news conference Tuesday. Quote, he says, punishing the use of energy is going to hurt the poor first, obviously. The only salvation we have is through new technology, end quote. Well, I kind of agree with that. I really do. Think about this. If they say every time you exceed your power allotment, your energy usage allotment, okay, like a credit, right? Like, let's say, I don't know, however many, you know, kilowatt hours you use on a monthly basis, let's say they say you're allowed to use half that. Well, if you go over, you're going to get fined. Maybe you get fined $10 per hour, which maybe isn't a lot for you. But for some people, that's an incredible amount. Al Gore with his giant mansion and John Edwards with his giant mansion and Hillary Clinton with her giant mansion and all the other people out there, certainly Republicans as well, no doubt. That's nothing. They'll write a check, or they'll do what Al Gore does. They'll buy carbon offsets from their own company and basically pay themselves for using more energy. So go figure. But anyway, so it would hurt the poor first, obviously. It says current proposals addressing global warming include efforts to limit CO2 emissions through a cap and trade program. Applied in the United States, the legislation would set limits on the amount of carbon that companies may pump into the atmosphere and allow them to trade carbon credits among themselves. CASC spokesman Calvin Beisner called such proposals, quote, economic nonsense, end quote. He said efforts to mitigate future global warming by reducing fossil fuels would condemn poorer countries. Christians should support policies that empower poor countries with access to fossil fuels, which should be a major part of their energy structures, he said. He also said, quote, as societies become wealthier, they begin to take better and better care of the environment. That's funny. The laugh was mine. That's not what he said. He suggested that improved environmental conditions will be a byproduct of increased wealth in developing nations. I completely disagree with that assessment. Where does he come up with that? Where's the evidence for that? Now, you could say, well, yeah, compared to like countries like China and certainly a lot of third world countries, Mexico, for example, yeah, we're certainly cleaner environmentally than those countries are. And I understand that. But we're by no means should pat ourselves on the back for how well we take care of our environment. Because, again, when you've got the EPA out there and they're going to fine various companies for doing various things, well, you know, so what? They don't care. I'll give you a perfect example. We had a guy on the show once. He worked for Tyson Chicken. And he was a whistleblower, and he came on the air with me, and he exposed a lot of the things they were doing, like dumping dead chicken parts, well, obviously dead because they're parts, but chicken blood, chicken guts, chicken beaks and feet and things like that into nearby creeks and things like that, and just dumping it on the ground. He blew the whistle on that, and, you know, talking about that and all these different things, because he knows that, you know, if they do it 50 times, they get caught one time, they're saving a lot more than if they were to have all that waste product processed properly. So it's nothing to them. Stay with us. We're back in 90.
A message for all homeowners and prospective.